This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Valentine's Day. Spend $99 or more on a piece of jewelry she'll love, and you'll get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates. While supplies last, in-store only at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Four Memphis locations and the new one in Little Rock.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, because now I'm getting hot enough to we want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your hump day. Yes, it's Wednesday, February 12th. Blessed and happy to be here. And, man, blessed and happy that we got a big game tonight in Memphis, Tennessee. Portland Trail Blazers invading Memphis to come take on the Memphis Grizzlies, a Memphis Grizzlies team that's looking to make a statement, John Martin, here before the All-Star break. Are they ready to make perhaps their biggest statement as a one of the NBA's best young nucleuses? Are they ready to make that statement tonight, John?
And you are putting me on the spot early on, man. We got to milk this thing.
Get off the couch.
The fence. Get off the fence. It's Memphis. This is Memphis's second most direct hitting radio show. And so I'm not quite ready to give you an answer yet. I'm going to need from 11 to 2 before I give you the answer on my prediction.
I can't wait till 2.
You're going to have to wait until 2. It's a 3-hour process. So anyway, we have a big show planned for you. There's no doubt. It's a big game tonight inside FedEx Forum. A lot of people are asking me, John, where are you going to be sitting? I'll tell you where I'm going to be sitting tonight. Am I going to be at home watching? Am I going to be in the building watching? Am I going to possibly be somewhere else, a third option watching?
You act like this the Rumble on the River or something. All the celebrities coming tonight, Halle and Sylvester Stallone,
yes,
and Denzel.
The Rock was there for that one, as you remember, as you can recall.
Looking skinny.
Yeah, he was
compared
back
to now.
He was lean back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Rock at his finest.
Added
anyway,
a lot of mass.
Anyway, we have a big show planned for you today. At 11:25, we're going to be joined by John Schumann, who covers the NBA for NBA.com. We'll talk to him about this game tonight, about Ja Morant, about Zion Williamson, about everybody else in the NBA. We'll go down the entire league. 500 and some odd players. So don't miss that. We'll talk to John Schumann at 11:25. At 12:25, Mark Giannotto is going to join us. We're moving some things around. He normally joins us in the first hour, but Mark Giannotto will join us at 12:25, and I expect him to promptly tell me why Memphis will still make the NCAA tournament. I'm just kidding.
Well, he's got the roadmap.
No, he. If anybody has the roadmap, it's Mark Giannotto. There's no doubt. So he'll join us at 12:25, and we will talk to him about this game tonight with the Memphis Grizzlies versus the Trailblazers, and we'll get into some Memphis basketball as well. Then at 1:25, Anthony Sane will join us. He always does. Covers the Memphis Grizzlies for everything Grizzlies or all things Grizzlies?
AllGrizzlies.com.
I'm still getting used to it. AllGrizzlies.com in Sports Illustrated. So we will talk to Anthony Sane at 1:25. It's a big game tonight. And we'll see if he has any smoke, if there's still any smoke with Calkins. Is that still happening?
It sounds like the intensity of that thing's only increased.
It's ramping up.
Yes.
Wow.
I wonder if they will if it'll lead to something, there's some big showdown.
Do you expect it to continue today at 125? Do you expect more smoke to happen?
After Jeff tried to get him, first fired, we cut back to suspension, then I told Jeff probably don't want to suspend him either because of our diversity around here. I think Sane's going to fire back today.
Coggins gave him a lot of material with that picture he posted on Facebook yesterday of himself as Buoso Donati.
Oh, I didn't see
wearing
it.
Makeup and a gown.
Don't laugh at a man that's wearing. He's confident enough in himself that he can wear makeup. But he should have known somebody like you was going to laugh.
Well,
I doubt it affects him bit.
Anthony Sane, I'm sure, has seen that picture, and so
was it that bad?
I mean, he just looks dead. I mean, his character is a dead man. You know, that's who he plays. But
I saw the advertisement of that thing on riding down Germantown Parkway yesterday. He big time. Man. That man is big time.
If you listen to the spot that we run here on the station, it's the highlight of his life. And he's got three kids, and one of them's going to do. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm happy for him.
Man, he does look pale.
He looks rough.
Look like Scrooge on there.
He does. He does. I don't know if that might have been pre-makeup. I'm not sure.
With makeup on.
That's scary, though, isn't it?
They put the makeup on, and you said either trying to make him look dead. So that's not that, because that doesn't look like fleshy. That doesn't look like Jeff. Very alive and very red.
Sometimes before I go to sleep, I wonder to myself, what would Jeff Coggins look like if he were dead? And now I have my answer.
Spooky.
Now I have my answer. So anyway, Anthony Sane's going to join us at 1:25. Big game tonight for the Memphis Grizzlies. And really, I think the word is statement. It's a statement for the team.
Yeah.
It's a statement for John Morant, really. An opportunity for John Morant to make a statement. You know, I think prior to this point, John Morant has obviously had a stellar year so far. He's leading by a large margin for Rookie of the Year. But I don't think we've ever really gone into a game where it's been, okay, this is a big test. This is a big individual test for John Morant. Like, I don't think we've really had that game yet. It's mostly just been, I mean, like this season was supposed to be a free swing, you know, and you just enjoy the ride for what it is. But now that we're here, and now that the Grizzlies have, what is it? What's the lead today on the cushion on the Blazers?
Three-game lead after the
Blazers lost to the Pelicans last night. It's starting to not feel like so much of a free swing. Like, now that you're this far down the road, you just want to go ahead and make the playoffs. And so this is really a statement opportunity for John Morant against Damian Lillard, who obviously is lighting the league on fire the last couple weeks.
You're right, because up until this point for the Memphis Grizzlies and specifically for John Morant, you're 53 games in, got 29 to go. What this has really been for Ja is an announcement of his arrival.
Yeah.
That's what this has represented so far.
Yep.
Right? I mean, and literally, like telling James Harden, you know, somebody tell this dude about me. I'm changing up the words. But literally that, the moment against Kyrie, you know, where he gets the block, go to overtime, Jay wins it, all that. That was sort of the announcement, hey, I'm here, NBA, look at me.
Yep.
John's right. Tonight is the first test in a season we didn't think, other than your own development, really, was the test.
That's right.
I didn't think there would be big tests in your first year. It's a big test because you're in the middle of a playoff hunt. There's no question about it, and let's face it, it gets even intensified because Portland's coming off a loss last night to another team that's trying to catch you, and the Pelicans. And so you've got a Portland team on the second night of a back-to-back that's desperate to win, that can't come in here and obviously think it's on a roll coming off a loss to, again, another team that's in it, in the Pelicans. And so, yes, it'll be the absolute test. You got Dame Lillard, one of the best three-point guards in the league, there's no question, playing like the best point guard in the league right now, taking on a guy who most of us, some of us, have crowned as one of the next big risers. So, you know, he's going to be coming off a 20-point night, which is low for him, obviously, last night. You know, he's going to be locked in. And so, yes, it's a chance. It's not make or break for the Grizzlies. It's absolutely a chance in your first test to make a statement if you're Ja Morant and those guys. And look, it's still a free swing because, again, no one expected Grizz to be here in a playoff chase first year.
No doubt. It's a statement to the fans. But it's also, I think, representative of a statement to the national media, who has continued its love fest over Zion. And again, like, I understand why. Like, Zion was awesome again last night. Yeah, and people have been waiting to see him, and he is this force of nature, right? Like, he is this force of nature who, when he's healthy, is just a ton of fun to watch. Like, there's no denying that. And he's like we talked about, like, he and Ja are going to be like the Kobe and LeBron of this generation. Like, that, to me, is what this is setting up for. And maybe they're obviously a little bit closer in age than Kobe and LeBron were. But, like, just in terms of being faces of this league, I think they can certainly be that. And you still see this sort of I don't know, this desire by the national media. I mean, we saw this on, what was it, First Take today. They're asking, can Zion Williamson win Rookie of the Year? As if Ja Morant doesn't exist. As if Ja Morant's just a vapor. Like, he doesn't even, like, nothing he's done. Like, Ja Morant is coming off his a triple-double,
mm-hmm.
you know?
How quickly we forget, right?
Yeah.
I see 31 from Zion.
I mean, it's...
Let's be real. Let's keep it factual. Max Kellerman understands it. His whole point, it's Stephen A. that was arguing the point that he thinks Zion, and look, here's his point, and you could say this was fair. His point was, if Zion can lead the Pelicans back to overtake the Grizzlies for the 8th seed, then absolutely he can come back and win Rookie of the Year. To which we'd say, well, number one, that's going to be a hard thing to do. You're 4.5 games back as it is. It's going to be tough, and you just don't have the Grizzlies ahead of you. You've got teams in between you, obviously. You beat one of them last night in Portland. That said, Stephen A., you can tell he's not watching very closely. Look, we've loved and enjoyed the bit of the sort of acknowledgement we've gotten from national media. Oh, wait a minute, something special is going on there. But they're clearly not watching closely yet, because again, you're just the 8 seed, right? And those teams, are they watching you every night? No, some of these experts will come on and say, well, yeah, they're my league pass favorite. But in terms of the real respect, it feels like it's coming. I go back to Stephen A's point. He's talking about Ja Morant and the chances Zion could catch him coming off a 31-point game where Zion dominated. Yes, but he's saying, hey, you know what could happen? Zion could lead them back, have them pass the Grizzlies, but also Ja could hit a wall, because that's what happens to rookies. And I'm thankful for Max Kellerman had done his homework, probably read the 538 story on Ja that they just wrote about how well he's doing, and the only guy that could average on pace to average 17-7, you know, averaging less than 30 minutes for Mark Price. Well, Stephen A's point on this was that he could hit a wall. Max corrected him. Stephen A not paying very much attention. This kid's playing less than 30 minutes per game.
Right.
Right? And so, again, you don't see any sign of a wall. This is different than previous point guards. I take you back again to the Chris Pauls and the Derrick Roses, ones that have come through before back in the day. You're playing 36, 37, 38 minutes a game. This kid's averaging their production then, right, the 17-7, pretty much what those guys averaged. He's more efficient, and he's doing it in fewer minutes, so there's less chance of hitting that wall.
Yeah.
Ja's already won it, because quite frankly, he's got them there. Look, Zion could make a run here. My point would be he hadn't played enough games. With how efficient Ja Morant has been, and I go back to some of these things you're seeing on 538, only Mark Price has done it, right, in this few minutes. With how efficient he's been, John, and with where he's led this team to so early, because, again, he's the straw that stirs the drink, he's absolutely already the Rookie of the Year. The question's silly, and I realize it's coming right off a 31-point game, so it's easy for a Stephen A. Smith to look at it,
right,
not having really studied these Grizz, and say, yeah, I think it can happen. It can't happen.
Well,
it's not going to happen.
I mean, that's to me.
It's been too efficient.
And maybe it's a little optimistic. Maybe it's a little too ambitious to hope that tonight, if the Grizzlies are able to win this game, that it's going to change that narrative, right? Maybe that's a little too optimistic, because this game is not on national television.
Mm-mm.
So I don't
You're
imagine
more of those opportunities are coming.
Yeah, I don't imagine Stephen A. Smith is going to really.
No, he hadn't seen
much of this game.
Well, Shaq even said that. Now, you know, Mike Wallace told us he's trolling a little bit, but you saw Dwayne Wade say we got to pay attention to these guys. I mean, because that's, again, and it's part of the reason why Iguodala's so dead set on coming back and making sure that story spun correctly, because he realizes there's something worthwhile going on in Memphis, something that the league's going to have to respect. Again, one of the best young cores, clearly you could argue, the best young core going forward. You've got to respect it, and they're doing it the right way. And so, again, all these guys are saying, man, I'm not paying attention to them yet, because they are the 8 seed. My gosh, let them pay their dues. These guys are paying their dues, and they're already here. You better start paying attention. So, again, for tonight, a chance to make a big statement for those guys who are still doubting you, thinking maybe that this is a fluke.
And, again, we'll see how much, we'll see how much Damian Lillard and Ja Morant are matched up tonight. But, I mean, that's a hell of a fun matchup to think about. You know, I mean, Damian Lillard's playing really well. Was 6-16 from the floor last night. But
that's why it feels like he's, after a performance like
that,
he's a little bit off. I don't think he hit a three last night.
He was 0-4.
After a performance like that, he's going to be locked in.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see sort of what the Grizzlies
showdown.
Do, with Dame, whether they put Ja on him or if they throw a number of guys at him. But this is just one of those sort of like, all right, proving ground kind of matchups in Ja Morant's, young career. And so I'm very excited about that. And we'll see, again, whatever happens. I believe the Grizzlies are a 4-point favorite tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So they are favored to win this game at home, and it would create, like we said, more cushion, which the Grizzlies are going to frankly need. I mean, we know what the schedule is. We know what the road trip coming up looks like. And the Blazers have, you know, one of the softest, and the Pelicans have the softest. So you need games, you need swing games like this at home, right? Like, you have to take care of those because, you know, it's tough to get them when you're not at home.
Yeah, I mean, we can sit here and say, like, a loss would for the Grizzlies would just cut the lead down to two. You still got that cushion, but you win. There's a lot. You make the point. There's a lot to be gained with not just making a statement for the Stephen A's, for the Shaqs, all them. Forget that, right? There's a lot to win by winning tonight, no doubt. You make it a four-game lead right now, and that's important because, again, those next two against Portland in this three-game series obviously going to be there coming up. So you stand a ton to gain, there's no question about it, and you've had the time off since Sunday. You're playing well, just went 2-1 on the road trip. Why not go get it? Again, this is a team that's coming off didn't perform well last night, but it's coming off a game last night. So the Grizzlies typically in these situations have been pretty good, John. I suspect we'll see – you know, John Morant do his thing, sort of get everybody else involved first three quarters and then come and be Mr. Fourth Quarter like he's been. Hopefully he'll have that chance tonight against Portland.
Now, speaking of John Morant, Joe Rexroad has an interesting column today about John Morant and just sort of his unifying ability.
I smiled.
And the title of the column is John Morant, Nashville Sports Icon? Here's a Memphis team that should have the whole state excited.
You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to forward it to Clay.
You did?
I wanted to. I haven't done it yet.
I don't think he has embraced the Ja Morant hype train yet.
Clay doesn't embrace the NBA.
Right.
Right? So that's first
things
first.
Well, because of the China stuff.
But we're getting to a point, forget that, because of the China stuff,
The China stuff was tough. It was tough.
What he embraces is covering the ratings drop.
Yes,
is what he embraces about it. So you can, I know he's not studying Ja, but what he will not be able to deny, I feel like at some point we're going to hit this. It's going to have to be. Is this dude's a superstar? And again, that's the point. Maybe he doesn't watch them, and in this case, Nashville folks won't watch them on a nightly basis. But what you're going to realize very quickly, and it feels like it's happening already in a lot of places, is that this kid's a star. And I think, you know, unlike anything they've got there, I mean, Derrick Henry's a star. He's one of the best running backs in the league. But, is he a superstar in the league and the fact that you follow him and you want to know everything? No. That's like, does Nashville have that guy that us Memphians have to tune into, whether it's somebody for the Preds or for the Titans? Probably not. You know what I'm saying? This dude is a guy who we're talking about what he's doing nationally, drawing folks in, that Nashvillians are going to have to recognize, man, is the best thing in our state, quite frankly.
Now, this column alleges that we tune in for Derrick Henry. I will say that.
You don't.
I damn sure don't. But I might be the
one. We weren't tuning in for Derrick Henry before he goes on this 180-yard, three straight games runs.
Right.
Were we? Like, we knew he's one of the best running backs, and we know because of the stretch he had and getting in the playoffs, he's got to get paid. But if he's downtown Memphis, how many of us are running down there to get him? You know what I'm talking about? The Steph Curry effect.
Yeah.
Does he have that? Ja is going to, it feels like, is on that trajectory.
Well, I will say this.
Who? Is there somebody for the Preds that's like that?
I can't even name one person for the Preds. I can't even name
that you're jumping on when they're driving their car out of the building. You know what I'm saying? That kind of star power?
No, there's definitely not that. Now, I would say two things. One is,
we're going to suck Nashville in with Ja Morant.
This is cultural appropriation. They already have a statue of Elvis on Broadway. We're not giving you a statue with John Morant, too. One's enough, okay? So the idea that John Morant is ever going to be a Nashville sports icon is simply impossible. It is not something that is ever going to be possible. He will never be an icon in the city of Nashville.
Oh, love having something that they covet.
Yeah, it's just not like he'll never feel like he claims Nashville. I mean, it's just not – that's just – I can't comprehend that. That I reject. Now – whether or not Nashville embraces John, I don't give a damn.
I know you don't give a damn, but it's going to happen.
I don't care. Like, I don't care.
Oh, whatever, you smirk, because he's got that kind of power.
I don't care if how Nashville feels about anything that we're doing.
I'm not trying to convince them. I'm smirking because you got a Nashville columnist saying, hey, man, we need to pay attention.
Yeah.
That's true. Typically, it's keep it spread apart.
Yeah.
We literally talk to a guy weekly who's like that. Now, some of it's trolling and some of it's a play-play. But we literally got a guy like that who let's face it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Penny Hardaway's the coach, and that kind of thing. It's, hey, Memphis, nice story. You know what I'm saying? Now, my whole point of this is not to beat up on Clay or any of these guys, but my point of this is Ja Morant. you've literally got a magnet that will literally turn a city that doesn't like rooting for you. You got columnists in there saying, "Hey guys, we're going to have to." And nationally is starting to turn.
You're saying that's what's happening. It's like Nashville can't help but root for Ja Morant.
I'm saying get with it or get hit with it, brother. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what Ja Morant is. That's what he represents, and they're going to have to get on board, John. Everybody in this state and everybody nationally, it's happening.
And we don't. And that doesn't mean we have to care about.
He's coming off a triple double. Everybody's still talking about Zion's 31.
That doesn't mean we have to care about the Titans, and that doesn't mean we have to care about the Preds. I mean, I pretended to care about the Preds when they made their 2017 run.
What I am telling you is this will overtake all of that. This tractor beam that Ja and this young core represents will overtake all that. Yes, we have Titans fans in Memphis, whether we care to acknowledge them or not.
We don't care to acknowledge them.
They go absolutely crazy every time you troll them, John.
Don't troll them.
Okay. This will trump that. This will trump any Preds fans that are here. The draw you will have, Ja Morant out to the rest, will trump all of that.
Yeah.
You will make more Grizzlies fans in Nashville than you've got the rest here.
Do you care about what Chattanooga thinks about Ja Morant?
Over the next 5 years.
Do you care about what Knoxville thinks about Ja Morant? Because I don't. I don't give a crap. Like, you can like him. You can not care about him. You know, this is Memphis has never needed Nashville's approval I know you're not saying that. I know that's not what you're saying.
You've got an overwhelming force that's going to take them on, no matter what they think. That's literally the point. Let's spin them. Let's convince them. It's literally get with it or get hit with it. That's literally the point.
Right.
Don't care what they think. It's going to happen to them whether they like it or not.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how big a star I think this kid is about to be.
Well, so he's already taken over, according to Joe Rexroad in Nashville. The question is, after tonight, is he going to take over nationally? Is Stephen A. Smith going to finally get hit with it tonight inside FedEx Forum? Because it's a big game, we talked about. I mean, it's just an opportunity for you as the Memphis Grizzlies to extend that cushion against a team in Portland that's got vets and that obviously needs to make the playoff.
Not a ton to lose, but a lot to gain tonight.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So should be a very fun night inside FedEx Forum. We know the eyes of Nash will be upon FedEx Forum tonight. We will come back. John Schumann is going to join us. We will talk to him about Ja Morant, about Zion, about Dylan Brooks. Lots to get to with him. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
20 ribeyes for $30 at 3 locations in Memphis right now. For a limited time, hurry now. 20 ribeyes for $30. EBT, credit cards, debit cards, all payments accepted. Last chance to compare 5-star steaks to Omaha Steak Box steak deals and save on the ribeyes. 20 ribeyes for $30. Look for the big tent in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall right now. Also on the big truck, crazy deals on premium steaks, pork, seafood, and gourmet chicken breasts. Everything must go. It's a truckload meat mania sale. Look for the big tent and truck in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall at the Highway 64 entrance and at the South Haven Town Center in front of JCPenney's across from Fox and Hounds. And also look for the big tent in the parking lot of Oak Court Mall directly in front of the food court on Poplar Street. Crazy deals on Kansas City strips, New York strips, fillets, bacon wrap fillets, mega ribeyes, and get 20 ribeyes for $30. 3 locations in Memphis, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall.
They say you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so here at Charmin, we decided to sing about it.
Super mega rolls, yeah. 6 rolls in one. Ah. Got rolls on rolls on rolls. TP for everyone. Charmin rolls got rolls. Super mega rolls. Super mega lasts forever. Charmin rolls got rolls.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is 6 regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
6 rolls in one.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget Steak Night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the Midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10-ounce filet or 12-ounce and 16-ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On steak night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house-made ranch dressing and the twice-baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Friday, February 14th, Laramie. Saturday, February 15th, Alvin Youngblood Hart.
No.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Absolutely massive regular season game tonight in Memphis. FedEx Forum, Grizzlies, Blazers, 7 o'clock. John Schumann covers NBA and advanced stats for NBA.com. He joins us now. John, how you doing, man? Thanks for the time.
I'm great, guys. How you guys doing?
Everything is good in Memphis. I think we're a little surprised that we are talking about a relevant regular season game for the Memphis Grizzlies so soon. I think that's kind of – we're still in a little bit of shock right now.
I'm still a little surprised, too. I mean, just the fact that this team has been so competitive. You know, holding on to a playoff spot is going to be difficult down the stretch because of the difficulty of their schedule. But the fact that they're in a playoff spot at this point says a lot about, you know, about the job Taylor Jenkins has done, about the job that their players have done, especially, you know, the young guys that, you know, we weren't necessarily expecting competitive basketball from.
That's exactly right. What do the advanced metrics, John, say about Ja Morant? What's the story that they tell?
That's a good question. I just like that he doesn't need to be on the ball all the time. Like, the one thing I like about the Grizzlies is they move the ball so well. You know, they're top seven in ball movement and player movement also. And that says something about him as a point guard and his willingness to pass the ball and not just pass the ball to get assists. Like, he's not one of those guys that says, you know, comes down the floor and says, I'm either going to score or get the assist on this possession. Just his willingness to pass the ball early in a possession and know that maybe he's going to get it back in position to score. It's the one of the things I've loved about Stephen Curry over these years is just his willingness. All right, I can give up the ball early in a possession. If I keep moving, I'll get it back. And so I like that about Morant. I just like the Grizzlies' offense in general, and that they move the ball so well, and that they share it so well. And there's no you know, one guy that you can necessarily key on to slow them down.
You know, do the numbers suggest superstar? I know we're all saying that and we're throwing it around. That's a strong word. You know what I mean? But when you put up the usage numbers, you know, 538 had a stat. You put up the usage numbers with his true shooting percentage, with the number of baskets he's assisting on, he's up there with some of the greats like LeBron and James Harden. Are we being unfair putting him on that trajectory too soon?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I mean, he's shooting 50%, and it's not just one thing that rookie guards do not necessarily do well is finish at the rim, but he does that relatively well. He's shooting 58%. In the restricted area, which is good, and he shoots the three ball well. I mean, he's shooting 38% on above the break threes, which is great, and most of them are pull up, you know, of the pull up variety, which is fantastic. I mean, he's got a polished offensive game from the start in that, you know, he can shoot outside and finish inside, which is obviously critical. You know, you've got to be able to do both against NBA defenses.
We are, of course, talking to John Schumann, who covers the NBA and advanced stats for NBA.com. One of the more interesting bits of news this season for the Grizzlies is that they gave Dylan Brooks a contract extension. He has been a real revelation. Didn't really play last year because of injury, but has really been that sort of second scorer most nights for the Grizzlies. Is that real, John? Like, do you think this is something Dylan Brooks can sustain, you know, over this three-year contract, over his career? Like, is he really that sort of second scorer, sometimes top scorer for the Grizzlies? Is that who he really can be over the long term?
Yeah, I don't know if he's a top scorer for a good team, but I don't think that, but they're certainly not paying him like one. So I think the deal is a good deal for what you're getting from Dylan Brooks, which is maybe a third or fourth scorer. Once this team gets really competitive, meaning like a top five or six seed in the Western Conference, you know, I think that, and there's still room for improvement. Like, he'd be a better finisher at the basket. He is more of a little of a jump shooter than he could be. You know, he could be attack the rim a little bit more, get to the line a little bit more, finish better at the basket. So I don't think he's a finished product whatsoever either. But I don't think he's a, you know, top two or three scorer necessarily for a really good team. But if he can be a versatile guy, a guy who can defend a little bit and sort of attack on the weak side in the offense, you know, play off of Morant and Jackson and those guys, and be like sort of, okay, once that action gets defended well, you kick it over to Dylan Brooks, and he can attack a closeout, you know, shoot from the three, or attack off the dribble. Then you're in good shape.
John, with this young core, with the pieces that you know they've got, these young guys, how soon? You talked about, you know, maybe you know, in a little while they're competing for a five or six seed. Maybe it's a top four. How soon do you think that can happen? You know what I mean? Like, they're ahead of schedule clearly. And I'm trying not to get too far ahead of schedule. How soon before you think that can happen with the way these guys are operating?
Yeah, I think you have to be cautious, because we've seen teams in like surprise us in 1 year,
and
then
regress.
You think, okay, they're gonna take the next step next year, and they either plateau or they regress. So I don't know. Time will tell. And I think obviously they could upgrade a couple of positions to get better, but I think Morant is the real deal, and that's where it starts. You know, it starts with having, you know, top flight talent, top 10 talent, and I think he will get there in a couple of years, and so it's just a matter of filling in and defending well, which they've done really well over the last, I want to say, 6 weeks or so. You know, that's how you make the most of what you have, is you play defense, and I think they're starting to do that after sort of struggling defensively through the first couple of months.
Sticking to that point, defensively especially, if Winslow is healthy, did you like that deal? I mean, specifically what he could give you from a versatility standpoint, from the three defensively, what he could add, do you like that?
It's a good question. I like Justice Winslow as a player, and definitely as a defender. It'll be interesting what he gives you offensively is just diminished a little bit, in that he's not going to be handling the ball as much in Memphis as he was in Miami. As far as the deal itself, I don't know. I think they allowed Miami to get a lot for Justice Winslow. I mean, Miami got, for Justice Winslow, they got Iguodala and Jay Crowder, and unloaded a couple of contracts that were a little bit burdensome on their books. So, I like the deal mostly from Miami's standpoint, but I do like Memphis adding another young player who can be a contributor. It's just a matter of his health, of course, because he hasn't really been able to stay healthy the last few years.
Again, we are, of course, talking to John Schumann, covers the NBA and advanced stats for NBA.com. Shocking news, Zion Williamson appears to be a good player. You tweeted this morning that with Zion on the floor, they are plus 15.2 per 100. When he is off the floor, they are minus 3.6. I mean, this is expected, right? I mean, he was supposed to come in and make that sort of an impact, right?
I think so. I mean, I don't watch college basketball at all, so I hadn't followed him. I watched him maybe once, and I was like a little sketchy of, just because college basketball is totally different, and a star player may not stand out as much in a college basketball game if you just watch one game than in an NBA game. And I was a little bit skeptical. Then I watched him in the preseason, and I was like, wow. Like, the one thing is, his ability to finish, even when he doesn't get all the way to the rim, is is very good. Like, he could, if you stop him 2 or 3 feet away from the rim, he can still finish over and around guys. Mm-hmm. And then his quickness to the ball is just incredible. Like, he just, that second bounce, or just, you know, his quickness is he's a matchup problem wherever you put, you know, whoever he's matched up against. Because if you put a bigger guy on him, he's too quick. If you put a smaller guy on him, he's too strong. And so he can't shoot at this point, but he's still an impact player on both ends of the floor. I think, you know, just his size, athleticism, and quickness helps them defensively as well. So, and if you look at those numbers that I tweeted out, if you like break them down for offense versus defense, the bigger difference is on defense, which I think, you know, that probably takes a little bit more investigation. But I think, like I said, just his size, athleticism, and quickness just makes him an impact player on both ends of the floor.
John, are they too far back, 4.5 behind the Grizzlies? I realize adding Zion, I mean, that's a huge force potentially down the stretch. Although Ingram didn't play last night, they're still trying to, you know, figure out the two of them together. Are they too far behind? Can they make a run for the 8th spot? Do you like the Grizzlies? Do you like Portland better? How do you see that sort of playing out?
That's a great question. To wonder if that result helped the Grizzlies, if that was the right result mm-hmm. for the Grizzlies. I'll say this. The Grizzlies have the toughest post-break schedule in regard to opponent strength. And also, they also have the most road-heavy opponent or post-break schedule in the Western Conference. The Pelicans have the easiest post-break schedule in the league. And they've already won the 2 head-to-head meetings they've played so far. So they just need one more win against the Grizzlies to get the tiebreaker. It's interesting to handicap. Like, Portland still has 3 games left against the Grizzlies, including tonight. So they can obviously make up a lot of ground themselves, but they're really inconsistent. I think with the sort of the momentum that New Orleans has had with Williamson, and with how much easier their schedule is in the second half, I think that would be the team that has a shot. And like I said, you know, if the Grizzlies are going to keep this 8 seed, they're going to earn it just with how tough their Absolutely. Schedule is after the break.
Yep. Hey, John, man,
this
we appreciate
great, man.
The time
Thank
as
you.
Always. Thank you.
All right, guys, anytime.
Yep. He is John Schumann, covers advanced stats and the NBA for NBA.com. Obviously, it goes without saying it's a huge game tonight. You know, it's an opportunity to sort of, you know, stay and extend, obviously, your lead against
big time.
The Blazers, which these games are important.
Can push it to 4 games. I mean, you like that. It's the schedule that's intimidating, no doubt, for the Grizzlies. They understand that. The good thing is that, you know, the majority of them will get a nice little break here. You know, not Ja, Jaren, and Brandon, obviously. They're going to go to work this weekend, have a little fun with the work. But the majority of them will get the break. You come back fresh, hopefully. You get a chance, like you said, to make a statement tonight. Again, this ain't make or break you, this one tonight, but it's a big one. It's a statement game.
Yep. All right, we will come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is Billy Richmond of the Wing Guru. As a former Memphis Tiger basketball player, I want to show the Tiger Nation some love and give you all 10% off your next order with a Tiger Game Day ticket.
Is that your best shot, Billy? This is Jaren Jackson Jr., current Memphis Grizzlies basketball player, and I've got one even better for you. I'm giving all the Grizz Nation 10% off their order for bringing in a game day ticket. Grizz Nation, you now have no excuse to not try my very own Wing Guru flavor, Triple J. I'm here to tell you, trust me, it is lit.
The Wing Guru, 3 locations, Mount Moriah, Stage Road, South Haven, and soon to be even more. Come be a part of the Guru Gang. Have it delivered by DoorDash, make a fast break to one of our stores, or visit thewingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com.
This message approved by the Wing Guru, the official sponsor of University of Memphis Tiger Athletics.
Howie, Valentine's Day, jewelry, candy, roses.
You can get all 3 at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Spend $99 or more, and you're going to get free box of chocolates and a dozen roses. And Danny, look at this necklace.
And it's beautiful. It's a Love's Crossing, isn't it?
It's a Love's Crossing necklace. They start at only $199. Plus, you're going to get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates while supplies last.
I don't expect any less from you guys. Why go anywhere else? It's Valentine's Day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
I don't know. Free financing, 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you order Little Caesars Delivery, you'll save $5 or more over the other national chains on delivered pizza. It's the cherry on top of your pizza. Well, not an actual cherry, more of a metaphorical cherry, which is kind of a good band name.
Hello, we are Metaphorical Cherry!
Pizza, pizza.
Savings claim is based on the price of a delivered pizza order with delivery fees for the top 4 national pizza chains on a national basis. Comparison is based on one more large Little Caesars pizzas with up to 5 toppings and the other 3 pizza chains comparable large pizzas sold at everyday menu prices. Delivery available from participating locations with online orders only plus sales tax.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
About that time to have some lunch. Head on over to the Wing Guru, 5699 Mount Moriah or 7199 Stage Road, or starting on Friday, 7090 Malco Boulevard, Suite 113 in South Haven, Mississippi. Coming to you. We'll be there for the grand opening down in South Haven. In the meantime, like we said, you can do it at Mount Moriah. You can do it over on Stage Road. What you're going to get is the best wings in town. The best wings this side of the Mississippi, I'd say in this country. From Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player. And John, you're going to get them with the best flavors known to man.
Everything on the menu is delicious. That's the thing about the Wing Guru. It's like, yes, the wings are exquisite, but so is the gourmet burger. Last night, Jason, I had chicken tenders. I had garlic sriracha chicken tenders from the Wing Guru.
How were they?
Amazing, as you might expect.
As
so
usual.
Everything at the Wing Guru, all of it on the menu, is amazing.
And the consistency is amazing. It's always going to be great. As John said, don't forget about the gourmet burger. It's fantastic as well. When you see Billy Richmond, whether it's on Mount Moriah, whether it's at Stage Road, or the new location, South Haven, opening Friday, you tell them that Jason and John sent you. Thank you.
All right. So we were talking earlier today about how, for whatever reason, it's not you would say widespread, right? It's not something that it's not like an epidemic across the national media. But Stephen A. Smith, for whatever reason, is just not he's not on board quite yet.
He likes Shaq. He don't watch 8 Seeds.
He's not on board quite yet. This was from First Take this morning. Again, they started the show by talking about, can Zion catch Ja Morant for Rookie of the Year? Can he win it? He's played 9 games.
I told y'all this was coming like weeks ago.
So let's go to Stephen A. Smith from First Take this morning.
Here's the problem. They're both in the same conference, and they're both battling for the same thing. So if Zion and the Pelicans elevate themselves and they catch Memphis and knock Memphis out of the picture, they're 4.5 games back. They were more than that, a game about 2 or 3 games ago.
Yeah.
If they end up catching Memphis, and for some reason, and I don't believe this will happen, but if Ja Morant falls off, and Memphis falls off as a result. And Zion continues to ascend, and the Pelicans ascend with him. Remember, J.J. Redick's shooting 46% from three-point range. You know, you got cats like Brandon Ingram. He's an all-star, averaging 25 a game. You got Jrue Holiday doing what he did the other day. He made Damian Lillard look human. Damian Lillard only had about 20, 21 points, for crying out loud. You still got Josh Harden and you know, all of these boys here. All I'm saying, Lonzo Ball and them. I'm saying to you, if the Pelicans continue to ascend with Zion,
I hear you.
Memphis descends. No, then that's
I hear you. That will make that will put Zion number two in the rookie of the year. But Ja Morant, who's shooting 50% from the field and 38% from three, who, when you talk about true shooting percentage, Stephen A., 538 had this. And you look at the number of guys with his usage rate who are that efficient offensively, it's guys like the Greek Freak. They're like six, seven other players in the league that are doing what Ja's doing, and a handful of them are MVP candidates. So I hear what you're saying, and if Ja Morant was not as good as he is, you'd be right. Zion could catch a lesser cat. But this ain't no lesser cat. Mm-hmm. He's real.
Yeah, so that was Stephen A. and Max on Ja Morant. Max is repping. That was nice of him to do that.
Because he just read the 538 piece. I want to get the stat clear for those of you all that haven't heard it, and then who's doing it, that Ja's on this list. It's from the 538 piece. He's one of just eight players this season. That was through Sunday's games. Obviously, they had wrapped up with Washington. To have at least a 25% usage rate while posting a true shooting percentage of 57% or better and assisting on at least 30% of teammate baskets while on the floor. There are only seven other guys in the league doing what Ja is doing that. It's Giannis, it's Luka, it's James Harden, it's LeBron James, it's Jokic, Nikola Jokic, Damian Lillard, and Trae Young. Mm-hmm. That's who he's with. Like, that is the best of the best. And so the fact that I go back to the point Max was making, the fact that he's already doing that with where you've got them, dude, it's sewed up. But, again, they're looking for storylines. We knew this would happen as soon as Zion got the clearance to go. We knew ESPN, we knew the NBA would try to make this a storyline. The point I'm making today, and I'm glad Max did it nationally, is that it's not. It really isn't. There really isn't a race at all. Ja's already won it.
And obviously,
he's too efficient not to have won it.
You know, as somebody, obviously, who's in media, it's always much better when there's a debate. Right, it's always much better when you actually have something to follow or a race to, you know, follow or what have you. There's no race here, barring something catastrophic. Ja Morant has already sewed up, like you said, rookie of the year. He's the award. Like you don't even have to tweet about it anymore. Like, you know, there's no debate going into the, you know, after the All-Star.
I like how absolute Max was about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, he's doing this. Now, the one thing I will say, just as from a philosophical perspective, like these. Do you not get tired of like the manipulation of stats? Like, so and so is the first player to
average
28 minutes and have three or fewer turnovers, a score. I mean, it's like you just can manipulate stats however you want. That's sort of a different debate for a different day. Because it does feel like every stat now you see is like
you can find only one other person that's done it.
Right, getting that just about every night now. There was like one Ja Morant is the first player since Sean Browley to have 9 points, 9 rebounds, shoot 56.6% from the field, have 2.2 turnovers,
and less than 29.6
and take
minutes.
A dump in the middle of the game. You can always
just find the one other one that's done it in league history.
You can find
it's analytics, brother. They're so easy to get to now. That's all everybody's doing.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's definitely
it's become so analytics based and driven.
It's sexy to just be able to put Ja in a category. But you, like, here's the thing: you can put Ben McLemore.
Plus, the old adage how you can use stats to prove anything
exactly
that you want.
You can put Ben. You can find something that Ben McLemore has done that only LeBron James has done. You can find something.
But that is an absolutely separate argument that does not apply to Ja Morant and what's going on.
No
here.
Doubt about that.
That is not what we're
saying. He doesn't need manipulated stats. That's the point I'm trying to make. Is that when you watch him play, and when you watch him play tonight, it will be unequivocal.
Well, what I love about him is that we're talking about stats and efficiency and what blows us away and why he's already Rookie of the Year. But what I love about him is that he gets up for these moments too. And again, whether it's going at Steph, right, feeling a little bit disrespected, saying, hey, you know, whatever Steph did to, you know, putting the Iguodala thing out there, going, or on the court, going at Harden or going at Kyrie, he gets up for the big ones. And that is the sign, right? That's another one of the signs of it, of a young guy, when you talk about the DNA of a, of a star, they want those. They embrace those contests, right? The ones where they get the big dogs, and you got a chance tonight to get got. Even though he just had 20 last night, didn't hit a three. You got where you're going against one of the big dogs tonight, and so that's what's that's the other layer to this. Is again to go back to the point we were making. It's a statement for Ja that again going against one of the best. This is a guy who doesn't back down, who invites these challenges, wants them so early on. And really lives for him, man. He plays well in these games.
Now I need to talk to you. I mean, this is how you know it is a big game. Okay, this is something that I didn't want to bring up, but I think it's time that you know I tell you and I tell the world. A lot of people have asked, how do you plan on watching this game? A lot of people.
I mean, is that have a lot of people asked you that? How you plan to take this game in?
Yes, a lot of people want to know.
Like one.
Well, because I am
Brad, ask you if you're going tonight. Was that the end?
I am the barometer. Okay, let's be clear about this. What I'm doing in relation to an event really tells you about the significance of an event. You know, if
you're like the pulse of the city.
I'm the barometer, man. That's
really
I, yes.
If
absolutely.
You had your troll and heel power and put it in Roman Reigns, you'd have a pretty good wrestler.
That's a random ass
question
thought.
About that.
But he's a good wrestler. But mm-hmm. yes, like he'd be one of the greatest to ever
gotta
do.
Have it all.
So I'm the barometer, and so a lot of people have asked, well, as the barometer, as sort of like the you know the litmus test for how significant an event in Memphis is, mm-hmm. what are you doing? Like, how are you going to take this in? You know, we got tickets from the Grizzlies
feel an
for this
eye
event.
Roll moment coming, Brad.
Yeah,
get it ready.
I'm really excited about
and
this.
And I need to go ahead
where
and
we going?
And let the world know that tonight, I can officially announce that I'll be sitting courtside. I'll be sitting courtside for the game tonight, just to kind of give you an idea.
Oh my God.
To give you an idea of how big this event
this
is.
This man here.
Not only will I be in the building, mm-hmm. I will be on the floor.
Who gave you the tickets?
My man Chip Pleasant is going to accompany me to the game tonight. Goes by Clyde, loyal listener to the show.
Hey, shout out to Clyde.
He is the best in the business, and he is going to.
Usually we're looking at you giving away tickets tonight. You had some given to you.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so. The controversy is, and I had to have this conversation with my wife.
You're not bringing her.
Well, she's going. I'm going to give her the tickets that we got from the station.
The upper deck tickets.
The pinnacle seats.
The mid-range. You're going to sit your ass in the front row, and she's going to be in the middle of the stadium?
Absolutely. We have got to establish a hierarchy here. And I told her that this is just, I cannot.
This is a show. You're not going to want to go, but you're going to want to burn up. You're going to want to burn the tapes after this one's done. After where you're headed. Go right ahead, John.
But
burn it up if you just get with it.
I said, Sam, this is an opportunity for the Grizzlies to extend their cushion. Okay, and I've got to be there up close and personal, so close I could trip a referee. I cannot let this opportunity pass. So enjoy the game from the pinnacle. I'm sure they'll have like a free TV giveaway up there or something.
Oh, yeah.
They'll throw like some T-shirts up there. You can go, woohoo.
You have a way better chance of getting that FedEx drop.
Sure. Yeah. Like, what else do they do? Like you get like a free voucher or something
Free tots at Sonic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm sure, you know, she can be up there with, you know, the rest, but obviously the barometer will be on the floor tonight, so be looking out for. This is the point I'm trying to make, Jason, is not that I'm going to be sitting close and on the floor and having a great time and everything like that. The point is that this is a huge game. Mm-hmm. That's the point that I'm trying to drive home, and I hope that I did that successfully.
Isn't this your first time courtside?
For a Grizzlies game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've sat.
You know it darn well it is. That's why you're talking about it, New Money.
I've sat courtside.
Sit up here and act like you got to go back and think of all the times.
I've sat courtside for basketball games before.
I can't believe you're going to do this, New Money, possibly to the detriment of your marriage.
No.
It's so important to you. Oh, my gosh. What are you talking about?
No, see, actually.
Like, this is the kind of thing you keep on the down low.
No,
right?
See,
you let folks see you, let them text you and say, John, is that you on the front row? Instead of coming out and announcing it on the show. That's what New Money does.
John.
That's what first timers do.
No, a lot of people ask me how I'm going to be consuming
you
the game.
You had Brad ask you if you're going to the game. That's the whole on a lot of people. And then in addition, you compound the problem by sending your wife. Right, she'll be there. She'll be looking down at you. Are you going to turn around and wave at her?
Absolutely.
John,
oh, that'll go well.
I'll send her a picture.
I'm not supposed to pull out the program director card, but on this station, I've tried to work with talent to try to let them talk to the people.
Yeah.
The people who are in this city working day in and day out.
Absolutely.
Who bust their ass.
Yes.
They are, frankly, janitors, teachers.
Yes, truck drivers.
Some. Yes, we got a lot of farmers even in Olive Branch.
No
you
doubt.
Go down there and you know, Hickory With, man, they're
yes.
rolling it out, buddy, and they're
Absolutely.
Busting their ass. And they're hearing you sitting in $1,800 front row tickets,
I don't know
and
if
you're
it's
trying
that much.
To relate to these people?
No,
it's a frustrating thing,
no,
John.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to relate.
Okay.
I'm not. That's
we you need to, man.
Yeah, you're leaving us. You've changed.
So
there's no
sad.
Question about it. We used to be
no,
a show of the
no,
people.
No, I mean, I just.
That was the people. And
thank
that right
you,
now,
Jason.
There's only two real people here still.
No,
now,
I'm not
going to hate on.
So true.
What is,
this
what is
man needs a battery.
I'm not going to hate on what's clearly an honor here by Chip and him giving you
yeah,
this.
Thank you, Chip.
But the fact that you're rubbing it in people's faces, including your wife, is just ridiculous behavior
no, but see,
that
we,
I thought we'd move past
no,
now
because,
in year
see,
four of us here as brothers.
I'm,
but we clearly have not. It's a setback. It is a massive setback what you just did.
You're skipping
you,
over the
that
generosity.
That doesn't endear you to people?
You're skipping over the
doesn't
generosity.
Endear this show to people.
You
no.
can't worry about endearing yourself to people. You just have
Nobody
to be
Nobody
want to
hear about you
are.
Living
John.
On the king's seat.
I can't try to make people like me. I can't. It's exhausting.
Actually, you...
It's exhausting.
That's a fine point. It's separate. Nobody likes hearing about you sitting on the king's seat here, dude.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
I will
People like hearing about the worker.
Okay. Here's
Thank
what
you.
I... Here's, I'll try to endear myself to
Thank
people.
You.
I'll do that. If you want a picture tonight, I'll take it with you. How's that? I'll stay after and I'll take some pictures if you want.
Oh, Lord.
Is that good? Is that a way to endear myself to the people, man? I'm just trying to.
How
that's
long?
Very kind of me, isn't it? To take pictures with people there, you know. And I can
yeah,
even
I'm,
ask
I
Chip to
ask
take
you
the picture
this because I always forget. How long did Golic and Greenberg go?
I think 18.
We'll never make it.
We will make
Not
it.
Not with this type of behavior.
Yes, I love people.
I cannot stand by you when you rub it in their face like this.
Well,
right? It makes us all look bad.
No, I mean, listen, it's a big game.
If it wasn't
it's a big game. That's what we're losing sight of here. You're focused
if
on where I'm
If this wasn't
I'm
your
sitting.
First time, I could buy it, John, but you're acting like a little kitty that just got his first big gift. You understand what I'm saying? And you got to go out and show it, everybody. This
Jason,
goes right into the new money behavior
we
that I've
sat together.
We've been working to get you away from.
Yes. We sat together at the Lemoyne-Owen-Memphis game this year, courtside, didn't we? We sat, that was Memphis Madness, maybe it might have. No, it was the exhibition game. We sat next to each other.
You had
courtside
seats for Lemoyne?
You know, so that was, yeah, we had close seats. And that was, again,
oh,
a huge game. That was a huge game.
What, I don't even remember that.
You were
yeah.
the magician.
And I certainly wasn't bragging about it to anyone.
Well, I wouldn't.
I was just grateful to
Thank
be
you.
There.
I want to distinguish. I'm not bragging. I'm simply just let because I've
oh,
had
no,
a,
no,
I've
no,
had
no.
a lot of people ask me where I'm sitting tonight, and I just wanted to
no,
let those
clear
people
braggery,
know.
No, it's braggadocious type behavior. Is
I just
no
wanted,
question.
I just wanted to and let those people know where you can look for me tonight. I'll probably be right next to the Grizz bench, so you know it'll be hard not to find me.
Ross Wooden is listening to the radio show today. Shout out to stats guru and front office media
Tell
executive.
Ross to watch this guy's behavior down there tonight.
Ross, you need to watch out for this guy with the hoodie in the front row, number one.
Oh, you're right. I got to think about what I'm going to wear. I probably got to go get some new drip for the. For
you
the,
need it's throwback night, so you got to match that throwback.
Oh, is it throwback night?
Yeah, I believe so. Ross says the last seven players who have won the first three West Rookie of the Month awards have gone on to win Rookie of the Year.
Absolutely. You don't take it away from a guy that's won it the first three.
Well, that's
what
we said.
It's a
this
done
is,
deal.
This is
not
is
a,
done.
It's not a debate. I mean, that's the thing about it. I mean, again, it would take something. It would require something cataclysmic at this point for John
yeah,
Morant
CC
to not
Stephen A. Smith on that.
Yeah. So anyway,
exactly.
Man, I'm excited for you tonight.
Yeah. Congratulations, John.
Oh no,
I
this
bet
is
gotta,
not about me.
I'm gonna be up in the tot section.
Is your outfit already laid across the bed?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
I haven't
bet
decided.
It is. It feels like
decided.
A bit, like a prom.
Like what is it? You know, what is it? What do I got? Do I need to go get some Supreme? Like. You know, what's kind of the drip tonight? I
Some
don't know.
Supreme. What's that?
It's a high-end fashion line,
okay.
You know.
Supreme?
Yeah.
Supreme Bay?
No, not Supreme
Bay.
It's just look it up, right? It's like
I'm
like
sorry.
A skateboarding company.
Oh, great.
What happens is they sell a very limited number of items, and then they get, you know, bought up, and they resell for like 20 times the price. They get marked
the
up.
The fact that you're thinking about going out and buying something new
mm-hmm.
for this tonight,
yeah,
more new money behavior.
I just
okay.
want to, you know, get my good side. That's all I'm saying.
John, just act like you've been there before.
How is this
act
not
like
on you... national television? Do they not know I'm going to be courtside?
I'm going to send you some film of Barry Sanders. Okay, and every time he scored that touchdown,
he just
gave
the ball back to the.
And we need a little
Love
bit.
It.
We need just a little bit more of that.
A little more Barry Sanders
in you. But I'm happy for you, John.
Well, no, it's not about me.
It's a great opportunity.
Be happy for Sam, who's getting to go tonight. You know, that's a big time game. That's again, that's the only thing I was trying to illustrate. I was not trying to draw attention to. I was just
Not gonna help your marriage.
You gotta understand. People were asking me where I was gonna sit, and so I didn't want to leave those people in the dark about it. Like, are you gonna be at the game tonight? Are you gonna be at home? And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be there tonight. You can't miss me. That's all I'm saying.
It's one thing when your husband is down there working on press row.
Yeah.
It's another thing when he's sitting.
Oh, I'm working
courtside, and she's up in the bleeds.
Net working. Okay. So I'll be down there tonight. Again, be looking for me. I'll send you a picture, maybe a little selfie or two.
We'll be looking
for you. Me and Ja, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll get him to make like a cameo for CJ, you know? Yeah,
maybe he'll follow you on Twitter or something.
That would be a dream. Anyway, big game tonight for the Memphis Grizzlies. I'll be courtside. Back in a minute. There was some controversy with a college football opening. Michigan State finally did fill it. And people are upset.
My man Mill.
Also, the Bill Street Music Fest lineup has been announced, for which I will also be courtside. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air, here with my sales manager, Derek. Derek, did your granddaddy ever tell you nothing in life is free?
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
There's no such thing as a free furnace either. When you think of heating and air, think Best Care. No gimmicks, no hassles. Call us today for a free estimate at 624-1401. That's 624-1401. We are your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air, and a proud partner of the Memphis Tigers.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Put on your best boogie shoes and get down to the Fitz for KC and the Sunshine Band. Saturday, February 29th, only at Fitz Casino and Hotel.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Your Memphis Tigers football program completed the greatest season in program history with 12 wins, a conference championship, and a berth in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl. Season tickets for the 2020 season are on sale now and start at just $100 when you buy four in the Family Fun Zone or $150 for end zone seating. Get your season tickets by May 15th and receive a free gift, concessions deals, exclusive access to regular season and postseason tickets, and more. Get your season tickets today at GoTigersGo.com or call 901-678-2331. Memphis Tigers football.
Want to work for a company that can see your greatness?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.